请大家打开提摩太后书第二章。
Please turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们要继续跟大家讲解神的话。
And we will continue to explain God's word.
我们要从第二章第八节读到第十三节。
Today we'll be reading from chapter 2 verse 8 to verse 13.
提摩太后书第二章第八节说，你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我传的福音。我为这福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑，所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督里面的救恩和永远的荣耀。有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活；我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王；我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然失信，他仍是可信，因为他不能背负自己。
2 Timothy 2:8. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also endure. We will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself.
在这段圣经里面，特别在第十二节这里，他提到说，我们在这个第十节，他说，我为选民的缘故，凡事忍耐。
In verse 10, Paul says here, therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect.
第十二节说，我们若忍耐，也必与他一同作王。
In verse 12, he says, if we endure, we will also reign with him.
所以今天我们要跟大家思想的就是要忍耐到底。
And so today's theme is to persevere to the end.
我们必须要忍耐到底。
And we must persevere to the end.
这段圣经为什么讲到忍耐呢？
Why does this passage talk about endurance?
因为提摩太，这个保罗在写信给提摩太的时候，提摩太碰到一些困难。
As Paul is writing this letter to Timothy, Timothy is facing some challenges.
你记得我们一开始的时候，特别是在第一章第四节的时候，保罗为他祷告的时候，想念到他的眼泪。
If you remember when we first started out in this book, Paul prays in verse 4, as I remember your tears.
而且在第六节，他第七节他讲说，他想到他的眼泪的时候，他提醒他说，不要神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
And as he remembers this in verse 7, he says, God gave us a spirit of not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
所以这个提摩太有一种害怕，有一种胆怯的心。
And we see that Timothy had a heart that was timid.
所以呢，他可能第八节像把第八节所讲的，他以为主耶稣做见证为耻。
And in verse 8 it says, therefore do not be ashamed. And it is possible that Timothy had started to be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord.
他也以保罗，因为保罗坐了牢，所以他还害怕了。
And he goes on to say that, do not be ashamed of me either as a prisoner. And it's possible that he was fearful because Paul had been thrown into prison.
如果你记得的话，我们在一开始的时候，提摩太前书那边提到，保罗把这个提摩太留在以弗所教会，要他嘱咐第一章第三节那边讲到，他说要他嘱咐那个人，好几个人不可传异端异教。
Now, if you remember in 1 Timothy, Paul had left Timothy in the church of Ephesus, and he charged him to not let certain people teach a different doctrine.
所以很可能提摩太在传讲福音的时候，在抵挡这个异端的时候，碰到一些挫折，或许失望，或许这个妥协，或者是把这个感觉到灰心。
Now it is likely that in his fight or in his opposition towards these false teachings, he was discouraged and he was despondent.
所以或许他感觉到失望，或者感觉到这个消极。
Perhaps he felt like he had failed.
所以保罗写这封信的时候要鼓励他。
And so Paul's writing this letter in order to encourage him.
记得吗？上一个主日我们讲到保罗鼓励他要坚强。
And if you remember, last Lord's Day, Paul had written to him to tell him to stay strong.
所以今天呢，我们继续看下去，保罗继续告诉他说，你不但要坚强，而且要继续的忍耐，或者说忠心到底。
Today we see that Paul's telling him not just to be strong, but to endure and to persevere to the end.
今天要做基督徒不容易。
Being a Christian today is not easy.
你在做基督徒是不是遇到一些阻挡，或者做基督徒的时候受到很多人的歧视
？And as you live your life as a Christian, you might face opposition and challenge from people.
或许有些人做基督徒的时候，的父母不了解，朋友不了解，家人不了解。
It's common that as we're Christians, our friends may not understand why we're Christians. Our relatives and our parents might not understand.
因为我们在做基督徒的时候，我们不可以犯罪，我们必须要来教会，我们必须要读经，我们必须要祷告。很多人不明白。
As Christians, we need to come to church, we need to pray, we need to live holy lives, and a lot of people might not understand where that comes from.
我们不可以赌博，我们不可以犯罪。
We can't gamble, we cannot sin.
所以很多人觉得我们跟社会格格不入。
And a lot of people feel like we live counterculture to society.
所以有时候我们碰到许多的压力。
And therefore a lot of pressures come upon us.
甚至在工作上，我们如果我们是基督徒，有人歧视我们，说啊，为什么你是基督徒？有些人不喜欢我们。
And we might be ostracized at work.
所以我们在遇到这些苦难的时候，遇到这些困难的时候，我们应该有怎么样的反应？
And so as we face these challenges, as we face these obstacles, how then should we respond?
如果我们想到第一世纪在历史里面很多基督徒不只是这么简单，他们为主的缘故可能被革职，甚至有时候公司不要你，甚至时候家里的人也不要你，甚至被赶出离乡背井，要离开到别的地方去。
In first century, the Christians faced the far more complications. They may have been chased out of their homes, disowned, they may lose employment.
甚至呢，有时候我们必须要离开自己的家乡。
And there's even the possibility of having to leave one's own hometown.
所以我们要问，在这种情况底下碰到这么多困难的时候，为什么我们要坚持下去？
And we have to ask ourselves that in such situations, faced with so many issues, why do we have to persevere?
或许我们可以这样问，为什么要相信耶稣？
Perhaps we can ask, why do we have to believe in Jesus?
为什么要相信？为什么要成为基督徒？
Why should we become Christians?
为什么我们在碰到许多问题的时候要坚持忍耐下去？
And why, when we face so many issues and trials, must we endure?
所以我们要问自己这些问题。
And that's what we want to ask ourselves.
所以保罗在讲的时候，他说在第八节说，你要纪念耶稣基督。
And the first thing that Paul does in verse 8 is he tells Timothy,You must remember Jesus.
为什么要纪念耶稣呢？这个耶稣到底是谁呢？我在受苦难的时候跟耶稣有什么关系？
Who is Jesus? And why is it when I'm in distress, what has this got to do with me?
你要想到为什么这个受苦难是因为耶稣的关系。
And we must ask, how is it that in our struggle, what does this have to do with Christ?
原来我们相信耶稣，所以我们受苦难。
Well, the truth is,Many a times we struggle because we believe in Jesus.
其实答案很简单。
Well, the answer is simple.
为什么你要做基督徒？为什么你要信主？然后为什么你要相信耶稣？会碰到这么多困难，这么多困难，不如不相信耶稣更好。
If you're facing so many issues, if you're facing so many trials and challenges, why bother be a Christian at all?
因为相信耶稣，耶稣主耶稣是我们的盼望，是我们的救恩，他是带给我们将来的福气最终的源头。
Because Jesus is our hope. Because in the future He is our ultimate fulfillment.
所以我们要相信他，我们要坚持到底。
And so we must believe in Him and we must persevere to the end.
就这个像什么呢？就好像孩子们读书。
And this reminds me of an analogy like children studying.
就好像很多父母要孩子读书。
Or like parents wanting their kids to study.
我们说读书容易不容易啊？
Is studying easy?
今天读书不容易，因为很多竞争嘛。
Of course not. Especially today, it is not easy.
那么我们就问父母，孩子读书这么辛苦，要大考，你还要他读，为什么你要他这么辛苦？
And so we might as parents wonder, why is it we're putting our kids through this? It's so difficult, yet we're putting them through it.
因为他读完书之后, 他有很好的前途。
And the answer is, after studying, they may have a better prospect.
他如果好好读书, 他就找到好好的工作, 有好的工作, 他就可能, 飞黄腾达。
If they have a better education, then they're better able to find a good job. If they're better able to find a good job, then they're better able to provide for themselves.
为什么他要接受这个读书这么辛苦，他要读呢？ 因为将来会更好。
Why would they accept that they have to study so hard? It's because they know they have a better future.
为什么我们现在要忍耐呢？ 因为耶稣为我们做的会更好，做的更多，给我们的福气是我们不能想象的。
Why do we have to endure now? Because as Christians, we know that Jesus is going to give us even better beyond our wildest dreams.
就好像我们说辛苦，我们做工辛不辛苦？做工也是辛苦。为什么你要继续的工作？不需要拼命的工作，因为前途就靠着我这个拼命来了。
So let's talk about work. Why do we work so hard? Why do we face these trials at work and continue to do it? Because we know that if we're working towards a better future.
所以在这里我们讲到说，为什么要工作呢？为什么要辛勤？为什么要忍耐呢？因为前途会比现在更好。
So why do we work? Why do we persevere and endure? Because we know that our future will be better.
为什么我们要为耶稣的缘故继续忍耐、继续持守呢？因为主耶稣实际上呢，他不只是为我们前途，因为他是一个救主。你看到这里，他说他是从死里复活。But
why do we endure as Christians? Because we know that Christ is going to give us better. In fact, it tells us in verse 8 that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
为什么从死里复活什么意思?
And what does that mean, risen from the
dead? 这表示他是神。
It tells us that he is God.
他如果是神, 他是为我们的缘故降世为人。
And it was for our sakes that he became man.
他也一样像我们这样受过苦难。
Just like us, he had suffered.
他像我们一样受过许多的苦难，为的是什么呢？ 为的是要拯救我们。其实他是为我们的缘故，为我们的缘故来钉十字架。
But he suffered in order to save us. He went to the cross in order to save us.
所以当你在受苦的时候，当你在挣扎的时候，你要想到，哎呀，没有人明白我。我告诉你，你的挣扎没有像主耶稣，他为我们挣扎，甚至于死，而且死在十字架上。
And so as you're going through suffering, and you tell yourself, oh, nobody understands me. Let me tell you, your suffering cannot compare to what Christ went through in order to save us.
所以当我们想说，保罗说，当你在受苦的时候，在你挣扎的时候，要纪念主耶稣。
And so that's why Paul tells Timothy, as you're going through this, remember Jesus Christ.
主耶稣也受过苦。
Jesus himself suffered.
主不但受过苦，而且为我们的缘故，不但受过苦，而且苦到一个程度，甚至于死。
Jesus died for our sakes and to the point of death.
而且呢，死在十字架上。
And not only death, but death on the cross.
而且呢，是神使他复活。
But it was God who raised him from the dead.
所以我们要记得，到底我们在受苦的时候，我们要想为什么要坚持呢？因为主想到主，我们可以继续坚持下去。
So as we're suffering through trials, how do we endure? We endure by remembering Jesus.
当我们很多时候，当我们在做工的时候，我们也是遇到许多困难的时候呢。当我们碰到工作上面遇到许多困难的时候，我们也是必须要坚持下去。
In our workplaces and in our various trials, we need to remember Jesus and persevere.
有时候我们在工作上面，我们碰到困难的时候呢，我们要坚持。
In the workplace, as we face trials and difficulties, we need to endure.
但是我们想到，哎呀，我们做 做工这么辛苦，有时候想到我们的父母做工也是很辛苦。
As we're going through it, sometimes we think about parents. They themselves face a lot of difficulties.
他们辛苦，他们但是坚持下去，为了是养活我们。
But they carried on and they endured in order to raise us.
现在轮到我们，我们也应该坚持下去。
And now that it's come to us, we need to endure too.
所以我们要继续的坚持，原因是什么呢？我们有前辈做我们的这个榜样。
We need to continue to persevere to the end because we have examples that have come before us.
何况主耶稣，他是为了我们的缘故，他为我们舍命，为我们钉死，给我们这一切，就好像我们的父母为我们做了这一切，为了要使我们得了好处。
And the same way Jesus had suffered Jesus has died for our sakes.
使我们得到更多的好处,
that we might have far greater benefit.
如果是这样的话, 当我们受苦的时候呢, 我们可以背叛他吗?
And so as we're going through this struggle, can we forget him?
因为主为我们做了一切, 我们不可以背着他,背向他而抵挡他。
And if Jesus has struggled and died for us, can we oppose him? Can we forget him?
当然不可以。
Of course not.
就好像我们的父母为我们做了这一切的时候, 我们必须要孝敬他, 我们不能够抵挡他们。
And in the same way, if our parents have done so much for us, we need to be respectful and we cannot go against them.
他们做了这么多来是养活我们,使我们受更好的教育,使我们有更好的前途。 我们得了这些好处的时候, 我们不能够背叛,不能够抵挡他们。
And for all that they have done for us in their sacrifices in order to give us benefit, we cannot stand against them.
所以主耶稣也是这么讲,他说, 如果你们要跟随我,我为你们做了这一切,你如果要跟随我呢,你必须要背起你的十字架来跟从我,如果你不背起你的十字架来跟从我,你就是不配做我的门徒,你如果真的要得着生命,你必须要是上生命,如果你为我的缘故是上生命呢,你必要得着生命。
Here's what Jesus says in Matthew 10:38. Whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
所以你看到这里呢,我们,当我们在背起十字架,我们如果是相信耶稣,我们从那边得到救恩的人呢,我们要为他的缘故继续的坚持下去。
So if we are people who have taken on our own cross or have benefited from Jesus' suffering, we must continue.
主做了这么一多,这么一切,为我们钉死,为我们复活, 为我们预备将来的福气, 我们为了主做什么呢? 我们必须要背起十字架来跟从他。
And if Jesus had suffered and Jesus had died on the cross, all for our sakes, what must we do? We must take up our own cross and follow him.
当然我们在过我们的生活的时候, 我们基督徒主要我们过一个生活呢, 是跟世界分开的生活, 意思说我们要过一个圣洁的人, 我们要跟世界分别出来, 我们要为主来做见证。
As we're carrying our own cross, we have been called by Jesus to a life that is holy, a life that is separate from the world in order to be a testimony for him.
当我们这样做的时候呢, 我们一定会碰到许多的困难。
And as we do that, you will find that you will face with a lot of challenge and trial.
提摩太后书3:12就讲到说, 凡立志在主耶稣里敬虔度日的人呢, 都要受逼迫。
2 Timothy 3:12 tells us, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
很多人说我没有受到逼迫。
Some people might say, oh, I've not been persecuted.
那是因为你没有敬虔度日。
But that's possibly because you've not lived a godly life.
如果你敬虔度日,你跟世界的人分开, 别人有赌你不赌, 别人有嫖你不嫖, 别人要贪你不贪, 你好像跟别人各个不入。
If you live in contrast to the world, and when the world gambles, you do not, when the world sins, you do not, you will seem as though you are not part of society.
所以人就不喜欢你, 开始就讨厌你。
And that means society will start to hate you.
所以这个是很自然的事情, 我们会遇到许多这些问题。
That is the natural course of things, and we will face a lot of
problems. 但是我们还是要继续下去。
But we need to persevere.
主说, 仆人不能大于主人, 他们如果逼迫我, 他们有没有逼迫主耶稣? 有, 他如果逼迫我, 那么, 他们也会逼迫你。
Jesus said, a servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
所以我们看到, 我们每一个人呢, 必须要为主的缘故继续的持守下去。
And each one of us must, for the sake of Christ, persevere.
我再提醒你一下, 你看第八节, 他说, 你要纪念耶稣。
I just want to bring you back to the verse 8 where he says, remember Jesus Christ.
你要思想主耶稣。
Remember.
这个纪念这两个字是一个命令。
This is a command.
当你受苦的时候, 你必须要思想耶稣。
As you're going through struggle, you must remember Jesus Christ.
主耶稣为了我们的缘故, 他降下成为人, 他为要解决我们的问题, 除去我们的罪, 要将来预备许多的恩典来给我, 他必须要降下成为人, 代替我们上十字架，为我们死之后呢，神才会把一切，把我们的罪，一切的罪去除，甚至把一切的福分给我们，就好像父母一样。
In order for Christ to come for to remove the sin of our lives, for Christ to prepare a better future for us, He had to come as man, and He had to face the death of the cross, and all that He had done was for our sakes.
所以，就好像父母为你做了这一切，就是要你得到更好。
And it's not unlike what our parents have done for us, all for our sakes.
但是，当我们为你预备这一切的时候，如果你讲不要，其实你就是打你父母一个耳光。
But here's the thing, after all that has been done for us, if we say I don't want it, that's a slap in the face of your parents.
神为我们预备这一切，要解决我们一切的问题，我们竟然跟他 say no.
God in all that He has done for us to solve our problems, if we say no to Him,
这个就是抵挡他，这个就亵渎他。
That is going against Him.
所以我们必须要接纳。
And so we need to steel ourselves.
我们必须要相信耶稣基督，而且要为他的缘故继续持守下去，坚持下去。
We must believe in Jesus Christ. We must remember Him, and we must persevere to the end.
那么主耶稣也告诉我们，在彼得前书那里提到说，他为我们受苦，给我们留下榜样。
And Peter, we're told that Christ suffered.Leaving us an example.
而且呢，他为我们受苦，留下榜样给我，留下榜样给我们，让我们要学习，让我们要学习他的脚中行。第二十一节。
In 1 Peter 2:21, he says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you might follow in His footsteps."
所以主耶稣也为我们受苦，但是主耶稣留给我们的是什么榜样呢
？So Jesus had suffered for us.And he had left us an example. What example is that?
在第二十二节，他说他并没有犯罪，口里没有诡诈的话。那么在他被骂的时候不还口，他受害的时候不说微笑的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
He continues in 1 Peter 2, where he says he committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten.But continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly.
当你受到困难的时候呢，你可以做的就是什么呢？你是把自己交托那按公义审判的人的主。
As you are facing difficulty and struggle, what can you do? You can entrust yourself to the one who judges justly.
你知道最后神一定会审判。
You know that at the end, God will judge.
所以你把自己交托在主的手里。
And so you entrust yourself into His hands.
就好像主耶稣为我们的缘故钉死在十字架，他不抵挡，他不反抗，但是最后他知道神必为他伸冤。
Just like when Jesus had suffered, He did not object to it. He did not say no.
而且呢，他神使他升高，而且赐他万夫万民之上的名，让他成为。我们每一个人都必须要向他跪拜。
And as he entrusted himself to God, God honored him by raising him and giving him a name above all names.
所以我们必须要持守到底，因为主最终要为我们伸冤。
So we need to persevere to the end because Jesus did that for us.
所以当我们受苦的时候呢，我们要纪念想起主耶稣。
As we're struggling, we must remember Jesus Christ.
我不知道你有没有去游乐场。以前我们的游乐场不像今天的电子游戏这么刺激。
I don't know if you've ever been to an amusement park, and maybe it is not like the electronic amusement that we so enjoy these days.
以前的游乐场呢，它有一个游戏呢，是它你必须要在一个竹竿上面，这个一个棍子上面走，那么棍子很滑，你必须要走，不要跌倒。
And in the amusement parks of the past, there were games such as a balancing beam where you would have to walk on this balancing beam and not fall down.
那么在使到这个更加困难的是，你在走这个棍子的时候呢，你这个它的周围呢有一个大圆圈呢，这个大桶是在旋转的。
And to make it harder for you to balance, at the very end of this beam.Is this big revolving wheel?
啊，所以在这个很多孩子就上去要走，他走的时候呢，因为周围都不在旋转的时候，因为你看到周围呢，你就不能够平衡你自己，常常跌倒。
And the challenge is, as you're walking on this balancing beam, because all of you visually looks like it's spinning, it's hard for you to balance.
所以很多孩子很想接受这个挑战，一进去走呢，总是跌倒，一直不能。结果这个游乐场的看守人就很烦了，哎呀，我教你一个办法。
And because a lot of people are distracted by this, these revolutions, the person manning the amusement or that game says, look, let me teach you a way to do this.
你不要看上面，不要看下面，你不要看周围，你看前面的最终点呢。你看着它不要动，你朝那个方向走，你就不会跌倒了。
And he says the trick is to not look in your environment, not look to the left, not look to the right, up or down, but to look straight ahead.
你要专心。
And you need to focus.
啊，这样很多孩子就是啊，果然是的。当你很专心，不看周围的事情，向前面看，向终点看呢，你就能够走过去。
And indeed, a lot of people then found that if they just focused on the right, right at their destination and not look around, they were able to balance all the way to the end.
我们今天活在这个世界上，有许多的引诱。
Today, as we live, there are many distractions around us.
周围也是很这个大桶这样，很多的有电视、有电影、有这个网际网络，现在有推特、有面部，有所有的东西影响你，你不能够专心。
It is like a revolving environment. There is television, there is the internet, there are gadgets, there are so many things that are distracting you.
你被世界所影响的时候呢，你走这条路总是走不好。但是如果你专心看着主耶稣，你就不会跌倒。
And if you're going to be distracted by the things of this world, you will definitely lose your balance. But if your focus is on Jesus Christ, you won't.
所以我们这边保罗说，你要纪念主耶稣，你就能够得胜。
And here Paul tells Timothy, remember Jesus Christ, and then you will overcome this.
所以你不要被周围的东西影响。
So let's not be distracted by the things in our environment.
当我们受苦的时候，我们为主要坚持到底的时候， 你只能够做一件事情，就是专心的仰望耶稣基督。
And as you're struggling through things, there's only one thing you can do, and that is to focus on Jesus.
就好像孩子，你要读书的时候，总是有很多的影响，周围有很多东西吸引你，但是我们缺乏的就是那个专心、注意力、专注的定睛去完成你的应该做的工作。
And as any student would know, as you're studying for an exam, there are distractions aplenty, and the key really is to weed out all those distractions and focus on the job at hand.
所以当你要得胜胜过失败，要胜过苦难，你最终呢，你要想起主耶稣的超越，他是神。
And if we are to overcome all these challenges and the struggles that we're going through, we must remember that Jesus himself overcame.
他本来是神，但是他不与神同等，他却降世成为人。
He was God, but he did not see God, or he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
第八节，他是存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Verse 8, he became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
神就使他升高，是神使他升高，不是他自己升高。
And it was God who exalted him. It was not him. He did not exalt himself.
所以当我们受苦的时候，我们要依靠神，不要自己去用自己的办法。
And as we're going through struggle, we shouldn't be striving in our own strength, but to rely on Jesus.
所以刚才我跟大家思想了，从彼得前书，主也为我们受苦。你要想主，他是神，他也为我们受苦，留下榜样呢。 但是呢，他在受苦的时候，他不犯罪，口里也没有说诡诈的话，他被骂不还口，受害不受威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判的人的主。We
said just now in 1 Peter, remember that Christ also suffered for you, God himself, leaving you an example so that you would follow in his steps. When he committed no sin, there was no deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but entrusted himself to God.
所以你看到主耶稣怎么样受苦，我们受苦自然的，但是主耶稣他是神的儿子，他也要为我们的缘故受苦，他明白我们受的苦。Our
lives and struggles seem to come naturally, but Christ himself, who was God, came to suffer for us, and he understood that suffering.
我们就专心定睛看主耶稣，最终呢， 把自己的生命交托在他的手里。
And so if we focus our eyes on Jesus And at the end, to entrust him with our lives.
最后呢, 神必然使你升高。
God at the end will raise you.
就好像彼得前书5章6节, 他说, 你们要自卑, 伏在神的大能的手下, 到时候他必叫你升高。
Peter says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time he may exalt you.
所以现在呢, 如果我们在受苦, 我们在苦难当中, 我们在要学习忍耐的时候, 你就要定睛看着主耶稣。
If you are in the midst of struggle and if you are, or if you are trying to learn how to endure, fix your eyes on Jesus.
就好像这个希伯来书那边讲到说, 我们要仰望主耶稣, 仰望为我们信心创始之成终的耶稣, 因为摆在面前的喜乐, 就轻看羞辱, 忍受十字架的苦难, 便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrews underscores this when it says in chapter 12, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以我们在苦难当中,
in our struggle, we must remember the preeminence of Christ.
他是神的儿子, 他是超越的, 但是他还是忍耐这一切。
He is God's son. He is over and above all things, yet he suffered, yet he persevered to the end.
好像比这个提摩太, 他碰到困难的时候, 保罗说, 你要纪念主耶稣, 那个主耶稣呢, 他是大卫的后裔, 他从死里复活, 我传的也就是这个福音。
Paul says to him, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel.
第九节, 我们回到我们的经文, 第九节说, 我为这福音也受过苦难, 甚至被捆绑, 像犯人一样, 然而, 神的道却不被捆绑。
Paul says that this gospel for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal, but the word of God is not bound.
所以你会发现到, 为什么我们要持续 坚持到底呢? 第一是主耶稣, 第二呢? 因为神的话是有能力的, 神的话是不被捆绑的。
Why do we have to endure? One, we remember Jesus. And number two, we need to remember that the word of God, the gospel, cannot be bound.
所以神的话呢, 不可能因为人被捆绑, 神的话会被捆绑。
God's word cannot be bound, just as unlike man who can be bound.
好像保罗传福音的时候, 他可以受苦, 但是你不用担心, 他受苦, 甚至他坐牢, 但是神的话照样被传开。
Paul may suffer and Paul may be imprisoned as he spread the gospel, but the gospel will not stay in prison with him.
如果你有在我们教会, 你有听过我们讲这个腓立比书的话呢, 保罗也讲过这件事情。
And if you've been with us for some time, you would have heard from us from Philippians chapter 1.
保罗在腓立比书呢讲到说, 有些人传福音呢是出于基督, 有些人传你, 这个主耶稣是出于好意呢, 不管是好心还是假意呢, 无论如何, 主耶稣的福音竟然被传开了, 他就开心了。In
Philippians 1, it tells us, some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed.
所以他就喜乐。And
therefore he rejoices.
所以他知道神的话, 一讲出去呢, 必是有能力的。
And he knows that when the word of God is put forward, it has power.
神的话必然会成就他要成就的事情。
And the word of God will accomplish all that God will.
以赛亚书55章11节, 我们很熟悉的经文, 他说, 神口里所出的话, 必然如此, 绝不突然返回, 却要成就他所喜悦, 在我发他去的事上, 必然亨通。
Isaiah 55:11, a verse that we are very familiar with, says, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it.
神的话是有能力的。
God's word has power.
当一讲出去的时候呢, 他必然成就他要成就的事情。
And as long as it is spoken, it will accomplish all that God intends.
当我们讲神的话的时候呢, 不是人的话, 是神的话, 我们在传讲神的话, 如果你是神, 属神的人, 祂的话在你心里面会成就祂要成就的事情。
And as the gospel is preached, God's word will accomplish everything that it needs to accomplish in your heart.
圣经里面还有一句话, 在希伯来书4章12节说, 神的话是活泼的, 是有功效的, 而且呢, 比一切的两刃剑更快, 甚至魂与灵, 骨与节与骨髓都能 视路剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
所以我们要坚持，因为神的话是活的，而且是有功效的。
The motivation to endure is because God's word is living and active.
它能够成就它应该成就的事情。
And this word will accomplish everything that God intends.
我们把神的话讲清楚。
If we explain clearly God's word,
神必然成就他自己的要成就的事情。
God will accomplish all that He wants to accomplish.
所以我们传福音的时候，我们是传讲神的话。
And as we're sharing the gospel, we're sharing God's word.
但是呢，当我们传讲福音的时候呢，神是属神的人，他听到他就能够明白。
And those who are of Christ, as we're sharing the gospel, they will come to understand.
所以我们要坚持到底，因为主耶稣是超越的，他。他是超越的神，他也是经历过这一切。
So we need to persevere because Jesus Christ is preeminent.
哦，我们要坚持下去，因为我们传讲神的话呢，神的话是有能力的。
And we need to persevere because we need to remember that God's word has power.
第三呢，我们要纪念主选民的救恩。
Number three, we need to remember the purpose of the salvation of the elect.
为什么我们要坚持呢？因为我们的见证能够影响别人，而且使到别人得救。
Why do we have to persevere? Because our witness can bring people to Christ.
你看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
所以我们的我们我为选民的我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着在耶稣基督里的救恩和永远的荣耀。
Paul says, therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
所以有时候你要知道为什么我们传福音，我们传福音的原因是我们盼望我们的家人，我们的父母，我们的朋友像我们一样得到好处。
Why do we share the gospel? We share the gospel because there is hope for us that our friends, our close ones, our relatives would like us be saved.
很多时候很多家长不明白。
A lot of parents might not understand.
有时候家长花很多钱教育他的孩子。
And they spend a lot of money in order to teach their children.
那么当孩子长大学了很多教育之后，他要求他的孩子像他一样。
And after all this education has been given, as they grow up, they want their children to be just like them.
如果你要像孩子像你一样，就不要送他去读书，像你学就好了嘛。
If you want your kids to be exactly like you, why do you have to send him for education? Why don't you just teach him everything you know?
你把他送去学校，让他学得更好，是应该他回来的时候，他应该比你更好。
If you're sending him for all that education and he comes back, he should be better than you.
当他研究之后，他说：“哎呀，这个更好。”你说：“哎呀，孩子，这个好，我也学你。”啊，这个就是你出钱出力使他更好的时候得的这个效果，这个好处。
And after that education, he comes back and he says, "Oh, I see this now." And you say, "Oh, yeah, I see it too." And then you learn from him.
啊，所以我们要我们的下一代一定是比我们更好，这个才是正确的目标。
The point is that our next generation is to become better than us. That really it should be our purpose.
当我们教孩子的时候呢，孩子去，哎，他发现原来相信耶稣是这么好的，而且他做了很多研究，他做了很多功课，他明白之后，他来把福音传给我，我们要接受。
And in the same way, whenOur next generation comes to know Christ and they come back to parents and say, I've discovered this great thing. We need to accept it too.
但是反过来我们说，我送你出去，我应该指你比你知道的更多，所以你应该听我，不是我听你。
The trouble is if we send our kids out and we've sent them for education to experience and learn of the world and they come back and you say, no, I know better than you.I won't follow you.
如果是这样的话，这样你何必送他出去读书？
If that is the case, then why bother sending your kids?
但是为什么孩子这么着急，这么急迫要传福音给我们这些做父母的呢？
Why then do our kids who have come to know the Lord, are they so urgent to share this gospel with us?
因为他要我们像他一样得到好处。
Because they want, just like us, want us to benefit.
他要我们像他一样一起得到喜乐。
They want us to share in that joy that they've discovered.
他像我们像一样，像他一样得到这个福气。
They want like just like them for us to share in that hope and future.
因为他要我们像这个孩子一样能够得到神的祝福。
They want us to be like them, recipients of God's blessing.
所以我们仔细听, 他讲的有没有理? 我们如果不明白, 我们也祷告, 主啊, 给我聪明, 给我智慧, 让我们明白你的话。
And if you haven't come to know the Lord yet, we need to listen carefully to those, our children. In fact, even pray that the Lord opens our eyes.
但是呢, 我们同样也要知道, 圣经很清楚告诉我们, 每一个人, 每一个基督徒, 都有神的恩典, 神的特别的赐福。
At the same time, we need to remember that every Christian has a unique blessing of Christ.
因为圣经里面告诉我, 保罗说, 我为神的选民的缘故, 凡事忍耐, 这个选民就是神已经拣选了他。
Paul tells us that I endure everything for the sake of the elect, and that implies that from the very beginning, this person had been chosen.
以弗所书第一章第四节说, 神从创立以前, 在基督里已经拣选了我们, 意思说在神还没有创造宇宙万物之前, 他早就拣选了我们。
Ephesians 1:4 tells us that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
所以神的确有拣选。
And so there is indeed a choosing.
但是同时候呢, 我们也必须要相信。
But at the same time, the onus is on us to believe.
因为以弗所说说, 你们得就是本乎儿女, 应着信, 不是出自于自己, 乃是神所赐。
Ephesians 2:8 tells us, for by grace you have been saved through faith, not of your own doing, it is the gift of God.
所以我们很迫切地传福音给我们的父母, 但是我们的父母要自己愿意才可以啊。
And so even in our passion and sincerity of spreading the gospel to our parents and our loved ones, it is the onus is on them to believe.
而且我们的做父母的呢, 我们自己要必须要明白, 要知道, 之后我们要自己愿意才可以, 我们不能够被逼的。
And we cannot be forced to believe.
是的, 神很迫切要每一个人信主。
The Lord is very clear that he wants everyone to believe.
他要每一个人都能够得救。
He wants all to be come to salvation.
他要每一个人都得到救恩。
He wants all to be saved.
他不愿意看到有一个人沉沦。
And he does not want to see even one person fall away.
他要每一个人都悔改。
He wants everyone to repent.
要每一个人离开罪恶。
He wants everyone to leave the sin.
要每一个人归回到他的创造主那里。
And to come back to his or her maker.
但是很可惜的是, 当主这样做的时候呢, 马太福音 主耶稣自己说, 他说, 耶路撒冷啊, 耶路撒冷啊, 他说, 我多次要聚集你们, 好像母鸡聚集小鸡在自己的翅膀底下, 只是你们不愿意。
Yet in Matthew 23, it says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing.
所以我们看到神有没有拣选有。
So we see that is there a choosing? Yes.
但是同时候呢, 神也要求我们每一个人自愿的相信。
At the same time, there is a call to each one of us to believe in your own accord.
所以我们只能够清楚把福音讲解清楚, 但是对方要自己愿意才可以。
And in our strength, all we can do is to stay faithful to it and to share the gospel, but the recipient needs to believe.
很多时候我们做孩子的, 我们做亲人的, 我们很迫切要我们的家人信主, 我们甚至用尽办法, 你要小心, 我们不要逼他们信主, 我们要把福音讲得清楚明白之后, 他如果不愿意, 我们也没有办法。
In our sincerity to spread the gospel and our love for the people who are close to us, we sometimes come up with devised ways in order for them to believe, but we must be careful that we're not forcing these people to believe because we don't convert them.
我们要把福音讲得清楚, 这个是我们的责任。
Our responsibility is to be clear in explaining what the gospel is.
我们要劝他们信主, 这是我们的责任。
And we need to persuade them, that's our responsibility.
但是最终他们自己必须要愿意。
But at the end of the day, it is they need to be willing to believe.
我们必须要接受一个事实, 很多时候, 当我们尽我们一切能力的时候, 他们不愿意, 他们虽然明白圣经, 他们虽然明白经文, 他们不愿意接受, 我们也没有办法。
At the same time, we need to understand the reality of things, and at the end, after having spent effort and explained clearly the gospel, and having them understand it yet reject it, that is out of our control.
我们只能够 在神面前祷告,
we can only come before God and pray.
我们只求神赐恩典,
and we can only beg for God's grace.
最后呢, 我们只能够交托给神。
And at the end of the day, we can only entrust this to God.
是的，我们很迫切，我们很盼望他们跟我们一样，但是呢，最终我们这一切都不是靠我们。
But yes, we have a great desire to see our loved ones come to know the Lord. But we have to remember that it is not in our strength that we do that.
所以我们要依靠神。
And so we must rely on God.
最终我们必须要接受神的主权。
And we must accept God's will.
我们也必须要尊重对方的意愿。
And of course, to respect the opinion of the recipient.
但是我们必须要持守。
But we must persevere.
我们在碰到苦难、碰到困难、碰到许多的问题的时候呢，我们必须要坚持到底。
And as we are faced with trouble, as we are faced with trial and challenge, we must continue to endure.
我们要想念基督。
So we remember the preeminence of Christ.
我们要想念主话语有能力。
We must remember that God's word has power.
我们要坚持到底，因为神的救恩能够要使万民得救。
We must persevere because God's purpose is the salvation of the elect.
最后呢，我们要坚持，因为我们要纪念主应许我们的福分。
Finally, we persevere as we remember the promises of eternal blessing.
请你看第十一节。
Look at verse 11.
十一节说，保罗提醒他说，这里有可信的话，这个话非常可信。这是什么呢？他说，这个可信的话是，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活；我们若忍耐，也必与他一同作王。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然是信，他仍然可信，因为他不背负自己。
Verse 11 to 13, Paul says, the saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
这几节圣经好像箴言这样。
This is like a psalm, a proverb.
或者是一首诗歌。
Or it's like a psalm.
这里你看到他说，他讲到有两个正面，两个反面。
There are two elements in which he contradicts, which contradict one another.
第一呢，他说我们若能够与基督同死，或者我们能够忍耐到底，都是正面。如果你能够与基督同死，或者跟基督一起忍耐到底，这两个都是正面的。
So there are flip sides. In verse 11, he says, "If we have died with him, we will also live with him."
或者说你不认他，或者你失信，这是两个反面的。
In verse 12, if we endure, we will also reign. If we deny him, he will deny us.
所以这里讲到提摩太，你遇到苦难，你碰到困难的时候呢，你要坚持。为什么你要坚持呢？因为如果呢，你忍耐或者你受苦到死呢，就算是死呢，你也必与他同活。
He's saying to Timothy that Timothy, you must endure because if you endure, he will raise you. If you die in your endurance, he will raise you.
所以你看到你与基督同死，他这个不是最终，最终呢我们还与基督同活，这个就是盼望。
And he says you can die, but the death is not the end, because you will be raised, and that is your hope.
我告诉你，为什么人能够忍耐到底呢？是因为他有盼望。
Let me tell you why is it that man can endure? It is because he has hope.
你知道人为什么自杀吗？
Do you know why people commit suicide?
为什么人会自杀？
Why do people commit suicide?
因为当人看到没有盼望的时候，他所做这一切根本没有机会，没有盼望，没有他想到没有办法的时候呢，他才会去自杀。
It is when a man sees that all hope is lost and there is no way out, does he commit suicide?
但是一个人如果看到他有盼望的时候呢，他就会坚持到底，他会打这个，他会忍耐到底，他会挣扎到底。
But when a person sees there is hope, even a sliver of it, he continues and he endures and he perseveres.
我们看到世界上有很多不怕死的人。
We see a lot of people who have no fear of death.
为什么他们不怕死呢？
Why don't they fear death?
有很多，我们看到很多宣教是愿意很勇敢的面对苦难，面对挑战，甚至愿意死。为什么呢？
We see a lot of religious leaders who are willing to die. Why?
因为他们知道主必使他们复活。
Because they know that the Lord will raise them.
他看到将来呢，我们必与他同复活。
Because they know that we will one day be alive with Christ.
所以呢，他们可以忍耐到底。
And therefore they can persevere to the end.
我要问你，如果你真的相信耶稣基督，你相信他是复活的，而且将来他会使你复活，为什么你这个时候放弃呢？
So let me ask you, if you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe that one day he will raise you, why would you give up?
第二，这里十二节说，我们若能忍耐，也必与他一同作王。
Verse 12 tells us, if we endure, we will also reign with him.
啊，作王这个意思 是什么呢？如果你熟悉圣经，他知道将来有千禧年，将来神必然，主耶稣必然显现，而且他要作王。
If you know anything about the Bible, then you would know that in the future, there is an eternal kingdom that God will reign over.
如果今天你继续忍耐呢，神必让你与基督一起做王，所以你不但得到福气，你不但能够复活，而且你跟主耶稣一起做王。
If today you endure through your suffering, God will allow you to reign over the world together with Jesus.
当然不是说你与基督耶稣平等，但是你跟他一起，但是他是大王，你是小王。
Of course, it doesn't mean that you're equal to Jesus, but you reign with him.
他让你有这个福气，跟他一起。
And it is a blessing to you that you are able to do this.
我们没有做过皇帝，我不知道皇帝有什么到底是怎么一回事。反正将来主的福分大过我所能够想象。
I've never been a ruler or a king, and I cannot fathom what this might be. But I know that one day this will be my reality.
如果你相信圣经，这个就是我们的盼望。
If you believe in the Bible, then this is your hope.
如果你相信圣经，这个就是你坚持的原因。
If you believe in the Bible, then this is the motivation for you to persevere.
而且呢，这里接下来有讲两个反面的例子。
We continue on, and you will see two further flip sides.
第二，这两个，第一个呢，就是我们若不认他。
The first is if we deny him.
啊，如果我们不认他，接下来这句话很重要。他说，如果你不认他，他就不认你。
And note this, if we deny him, he also will deny us.
所以这个什么意思呢？所以如果你真是属于主的人呢，你必须忍耐到底。
He's saying that if you are indeed a child of God, then you will persevere to the end.
所以这里讲的是，你如果不认主，我们讲的时候不是偶尔软弱跌倒，不是讲偶尔，是你说我从今以后一直不认主。这个是永远做一个决定。如果你是这样的话，你不根本就不是属主的人，而且你根本没有救恩。
We're not talking about moments of weakness. We're talking about a complete and absolute denial. And if you deny him completely from here on out, then you cannot be a child of God.
因为他说你如果不认他，他必不认你。
Because he says if you deny him, he will also deny you.
为什么呢
？Why？
你看到作为父母的话。我们为孩子做了这么多，为他做了这一切，付上自己许多 的年日，为了使他 得更好。当他好的时候，他不认我们。请问你做父母的会怎么样？你也不认他。
Coming back to the analogy of parent and child, after spending all our lives and our efforts and even our monies to raise this child and give him a good future, once he receives that, he comes back and says, I do not recognize you as my parents.
在中国人，我们认为这种是大逆不道，这个是很不道德的事情。
And in our Asian context, this is something that's incredibly unjust.
何况是神呢
？Let alone God.
我们的父母给我们生，给我们给养大我们，但是我们的神是给我们生命，给这一切宇宙万物都是他所创造，他是创造主，他不只是父母。
Our God is not just our parent. Our God is our Creator God, the God that gave us life.
当他为我们做了这一切的时候，我们不认他，这个是大逆不道的事。
And after all that he has done for us, we reject him. That is great injustice.
所以我们要注意到，我们为什么要信他，我们为什么要依靠他，为什么我要忍耐到底？因为是他就是那一位创造主，拯救我们，而且不断的来给供应我们的主。
Why do we persevere to the end? Because God was the one who gave us life.And who gave us salvation.
而且呢，当他这样做的时候呢，我们必须要坚持到底。
And when he does that, we must persevere.
我们不能够违背他，我们不能够不认他。
We live for his cause and we cannot reject him.
那么第二个，他说，你若不认他，他必不认我。但是如果我们失信呢，就算是我们失去信心，他绝对不会失去信心。
Verse 13 then says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful.
所以他是一个忠心到底的，他不会背负自己，他是一个忠心的，你可以信靠这一位主。
He is a God that is faithful. You can trust him because he cannot deny himself.
所以当你接受，当你遇到苦难，你为好像提摩太这样，你要怎么样坚持下去呢？
When you, like Timothy, are faced with trial, how do you persevere?
他碰到这些异端，他碰到这些人抵挡他，他甚至流泪。
Timothy was faced with false teaching in the church. He was faced with people who would oppose him. He cried.
保罗怎么劝他？他说你要纪念耶稣基督。
How does Paul motivate him? Paul tells him, you must remember Jesus.
你要想到耶稣是从死里复活得救 的那一位救主。
You must remember that this is the Jesus that rose from the dead.
你要继续的侍奉下去，因为你要知道你所传讲的话语，神的话语是大有能力的。
You must carry on ministering because you must know that the word that you are spreading is a word of power.
你必须要为了神的选民要继续的坚持到底。
And for the sake of God's own elect, you must continue.
然后呢，他说要记得将来神所应许你的福分。
And then he tells Timothy that you must remember the promises of your eternal blessing.
主应许你，他会使你复活。
The Lord promises that you will be raised.
而且呢，主应许你什么呢？他说你必与他一同作王。
And he promises that you will reign with him.
我们再一次想起主耶稣的话。他说：“如果你不背十字架来跟从我的人，不配做我的门徒。”
Let us once again remember what Jesus said. Whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
我们以罪抵挡，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
We have not been persecuted to the point of bloodshed.
所以我们要坚持到底。
And so we must endure.
为什么我们要相信耶稣？为什么要坚持到底？因为他是我们的救主。
Why do we have to endure? Because he is our savior.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Lord, our loving and heavenly Father, as we live this life that you have called us to, and as we share the gospel with those who we meet, those who you put in our lives, Lord, we know that persecution will come. We know that trial will be faced in our lives. And we pray that as we go through this, even if there are people amongst us today who are struggling through trial, we pray that, Father, you would help us remember Jesus, who is our Savior and who himself had endured suffering and persecution. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to live for you and for your sake. And as we go through life in struggle, that we would place before us the hope that you have promised, that we would place before us the resurrection and the crown that awaits us as we sit beside you to reign, Lord. Give us strength in doing so. Give us faithfulness in serving you as we go through this life, in Jesus' name.